ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 18. And this morning we are doing text 25 and 26. So you can please repeat. Avishayam manai. Avishayam manyamana. Avishayam manyamana. Krishnam danava pungava. Krishnam danava pungava. Vahanjuta taram pragad. Vahanjuta taram pragad. Avaruhanata param. Avaruhanata param. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon, Pralamba, quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. Please repeat. Considering Lord Krishna, Pralamba wanted to carry Balaram out of Lord Krishna's sight so that he could cruelly attack him. We'll go on to text 26. I'll just do the translation. Translation to text 26. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. Purport. Here, the demon Pralamba is compared to a cloud, his golden ornaments to lightning within that cloud, and Lord Balaram to the moon shining through it. Great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power, but when the Lord's spiritual potency curtails their power, they can no longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demonic body. Lord Balaram suddenly became as heavy as a great mountain, and although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulders, he could not go on. Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you, and especially the managers here at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, to keep us here and also to engage us in some service. We have nothing of value, but somehow or the other, by the blessings of the Acharya, the spiritual master, and each and every one of you, we may be a little useful somewhere along the line in the dust of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I especially like to beg for the blessings, continuous blessings of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, who is the main inspiration in whatever is happening here. His Grace Govinda Gauranga Prabhu, who are my role models, put it like that. And all of you wonderful souls, wonderful devotee, please be kind to us by giving your well-wishing heart, giving us your mercy. I beg for the mercy of each and every one of you. Vancha kalpatarubhischa kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. So again, the translations. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon, Pralamba, quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. And text 26. As the great demon, Shishirada Gopinath ki jai, Shri Shigaunitai ki jai, Shri Gopalji ki jai. By their lordship blessings also we are here in their wonderful abode. So as we continue to study Srimad Bhagavatam, as was ordered by Srila Prabhupada, day after day, verse after verses, we are supposed to drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam through our ears. We drink the nectar of Charanamrita that bathe the deities through our mouth, but Srimad Bhagavatam through our ears. And someone may say, what does this have to do with me? Pralamba carrying Lord Balaram on his shoulder some 5,000 years ago. And specifically that we want to discuss a little for our own purification and bless us that we can imbibe or realize what we are going to say. Demons come in disguise. Do you notice that? That quite a few of the demons in Krishna's pastime, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram pastimes, came in disguise. And each of these demons represents some qualities or anartas. Yes, they represent some anartas. So let us try to understand in our own lives, does these anartas come to us in the glaring sun, under the light, and say, here I am? No, they sneak in disguise, in a way that we may not even recognize them. So it is very significant why Pralamba Sura wanted to take Balaram far away from Lord Krishna. That is the first text. He wanted to take Balaram far away from Lord Krishna because to note that Pralamba, as was explained, you know, in the previous classes and previous texts, that he represents the quality of lusty inclination and wanting some gain and honor. Wanting some gain and honor. Want to, you know, gain something and want to be honored for it. So some lusty inclination is there. So he had his intention that, you know, Krishna, as long as I am there in the presence of Krishna, I cannot do whatever I want to do. I cannot carry out my plans. What is this gain and what is this honor? To fulfill our lusty inclinations. In the material world, for those of us sitting here, it is in the opening, it is clear. Money, power, get as much as possible, wealth, gain as much as possible, and that will give me some honor. Everyone will have to respect me. Become Bill Gates. Become, you know, some huge companies, the CEO for some huge company or the owner for some huge company, and acquire, gain as much wealth, as much furniture, as much property as possible. And then the whole world will honor me. So that is gross, and it is easy to perceive for those of us sitting here, I'm sure. But in the association of those who fed up with that, those who fed up with that, those who realize that that is not the real thing, and they give up that, and they come in the association of the sadhus. Somehow or the other, they learn that there is a little higher pleasure. And then you come in the association of sadhus, and you do away with all those wealth and money, and you renounce all that. And it gets a little finer. It gets a little subtler. Much more subtler. Is it that just renouncing that, give that up, means that we are free from gain and honor? No, these qualities are deep-rooted. They are subtle. They are there. And we may not recognize them. We may even give them up for some time. And they may creep in again if we are not very keen in our devotional practice. If he does not stick closely to the rules and regulations and the principles of devotional service, then it may gradually creep in. And in what form and shape? It will not come in money, in the form of money, but it may come in the form of different things. I want to get followers. I want to gain followers. And therefore, I will be honored. Subtly, it is there. It may be there within us. And we may think, well, great. And people use the philosophy to justify its preaching, Prabhu. No harm. But when we look within, we know what is going on. And sometimes it carries us so far that it seems like almost there is no turning back. And we start to adapt ourselves to it, you know, to quote some verses and to some philosophy to conform that, you know, it's okay, Prabhu. It's okay. So we have to be careful, as Srila Rupa Goswami said in Nectar of Devotion. Devotional service is like treading the path of a razor's edge. Razor's edge. How keen, how serious, how firm we need to be if you're walking on a razor's edge. Any least, how expert, you know, when we will be able to even conceive that. How expert, what expertise we need to tread the path or to walk on his on a razor's edge that we will not get gashed or get caught, get hurt. So devotional service, Krishna consciousness are like that. And we have to pay keen attention to each verses, especially these chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Each one of these chapters will explain the different demons and the specific anartha that they represent and how they come, how they creep in. Like here, how Pralamba came in the guise of a cowherd boy. Putana came as a gopi, as one of the leading elderly gopi, that is. And so many different demons came like that. So when these anarthas come to us, what is the technique, someone may want to ask? How do we recognize? And someone may even want to admit that I am helpless, I am fallen. I am not that advanced. I am even Kali Yuga Bhakta. You know, it's Kali Yuga Prabhu. How do we recognize all these things? Some of the wonderful souls of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, please, as I said, bless me that I may be able to recognize. As far as my little understanding goes, hearing from the authorities, is that we will not be able to recognize so easily unless we are really on an Uttama platform. We need someone else to point it out to us. We need someone else to point it out to us. The Prabhu, something wrong. Examine yourself. And if we never allow someone else, that someone else, in our domain, then it may be too bad for us. If we make some walls, if we create some walls around us, then it may be too bad for us. So let us break down those walls. Let us take shelter at the feet of at least one advanced Vaishnava, one senior Vaishnava to us, give ourselves at their feet, that Prabhu, whatever you see, whatever is going wrong in my life, whatever anartha you can identify, excuse me, please let me know. And not just that, but please help me to get rid of it. So never think, let us never think that we can do it on our own strength. That I am all powerful and we can do it. We are nothing. Of course, because of illusion, because of lack of knowledge, because of ignorance, we think that we are big and we are powerful. But that's Maya also. That Maya is so special and so tricky, put us, the soul, the real we, is 1/10,000 times the tip of the hair. So we are so tiny, we are so small, but Maya puts us into a 5 or 6 foot body, and we are thinking that we are so big. And we are so powerful, we are so great. But how great and how powerful are we? The Srila Prabhupada used to say, we cannot even control the blinking of our eyes or so many different organs of the body. We cannot even control. How great, how powerful are we? So we need to become humble, take shelter of the Vaishnavas, take full advantage of this wonderful association that you have here. Don't ever think for a moment that the grass is greener in my neighbor's yard. It's better out there. Prabhu, don't ever think like that. If any one of us should ever think like that, immediately throw yourself at the feet of the Vaishnava and say, you trample on my head to get that out. Just trample on my head to get that out. There is no way in the world. There is no way in this world that is a safer than the association of the devotees. When the demons come in the form of anarthas and take us away from Krishna, is the first thing how they will take us away from Krishna is that they take us away from the devotees by creating some frictions with our minds, creating some dissension. And as soon as we are away from the Vaishnavas, from the devotee. As long as you're in that association, Krishna exists there. Nahan tishtani vaikunte yoginam hirdeshuva. Yatya gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtani narada. That is where I am present, where my pure devotee constantly sing my glories, glorifying my form, my name, form, pastimes, and quality. And in the association of devotee, that is what goes on, and that is Krishna is present there. So as long as you are there and you're really plugged in, I mean, we can be there and spaced out also. Many times I find myself really spaced out. They said kirtan is the best place to all your senses can be wrapped up, fully, you know, involved. But still, I find myself in kirtan, my mind is way off. I'm somewhere else. Even in kirtan. And we will notice it. We will notice the lusty inclination. We will notice within ourselves the desire for some recognition, some honor, some gain, somewhere along the line. We will notice it. But if we cover it up and we shield it and we lock it in there, be careful, Prabhu. Get it out somehow or the other. So yes, we can be in the association of devotee and we can space out also. But still, somehow or the other, maintain yourselves there. You know, let us maintain ourselves in the association of devotees. Let us remain. Let us hold on. Somehow or the other, we may get some inspiration one day that will remove those dark clouds. You know, some knowledge, some inspiration might come. The other day we were given the example that we should hold on. You know, Maya will put so much tests in the form of all these anarthas, but, you know, we should hold on so tight that it appears that Maya is ripping off all these fleshes and the veins and everything on your hand, on your fingers, and even trying to lift up one. And as she goes to lift up the other one, you put down back that one. That's how firm we have to be. Even if only skeleton remain, never lose, never give up. Keep going on in the association of devotees. And someone may say, well, Prabhu, I am living, you know, in a remote area in the world. There is no devotee. Radhanath Maharaj said, you desire always the company of devotees, and you are there. So never leave the association of devotees. So let us pay specific attention to these verses. Don't take them, you know, as some bygone stories of some past ages and doesn't have any significance to me. Let us identify what is going on in our lives. Or if we are clear and we have it all together and, you know, we were able to rise ourselves above the anarthas of this material world, let us be compassionate to those who are still being affected by the disease. And let us help them to come out. Let us help them to get out. So demon comes in the form of this. The demon disguise themselves and enter into the pastimes of Krishna. And demon disguise the anarthas and come in our hearts, come in our mind and our being, and infiltrate our ranks in order to take us away from devotional service, which is all part of the challenge or the test, we may say. But as we will learn from, you know, probably the other few texts of this chapter, how Lord Balaram crushed the demon, we should have faith that as long as we remain and we take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Balaram and Krishna, the demon Pralamba, in the form of all these anarthas, they will crush them. They will go far away from us. And let us remain like that. Let us remain at the feet of the Supreme Lord. In the dust of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Sankirtana movement. And in that way, pass our life in complete bliss of devotional service. With these few words, we'd like to thank you very much for your kind attention and also to give us this opportunity, hopefully, to be of some service. We only speak for our own purification, as I said in the beginning. Bless me that I may be able to one day, maybe in some lifetime, realize these thoughts, these topics, these ideas, and hopefully perfection of this human form of life will be guaranteed. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, Baladev Prabhu sent me a text message and said, Srimad Bhagavatam class is from this time to this time and include question and answer. So I said, I don't know what question and answer, so, you know, we will try to do something. However, if there is any questions, maybe Baladev Prabhu himself can... Baladev Prabhu is here? If someone has some question, maybe Govinda Prabhu is there, so maybe he can answer. Any question? We'll put Govinda Prabhu at his spot.
Prabhu, can you tell me something about, can you tell us something about how the preaching is going in Guyana? We just want to know about, because we are getting inspiration while seeing the West people are practicing Krishna consciousness.
Wow. That you will have to come in a special Brahmachari presentation that we will be having next week. You will see that, but you will hear, you will see pictures, and you will hear a little bit more about preaching in the West, and especially in a remote place that is called Guyana. But just to make it simple, what Srila Prabhupada is giving to you here in Radha Gopinath Mandir is giving to the rest of the world. And he also taught us time, place, circumstances, and persons, or people. So what may work for India may not work for, you know, Guyana or many places in the world. But somehow the other devotees add up the strategies by some good intelligence, how to promote Krishna consciousness in those places. So Guyana have been just like the rest of the world. Preaching have been going on for 35 years, mostly to the Hindu Indian community. We haven't touched the Africans or the Muslims so much as yet. And what to speak of the native people, who are more in the jungle area, in the up the rivers and in the mountains. So we were saying to one of the boys that is traveling with us, out of 10 of us, one of the boys, he has some connection to his probably some distance relative with the Amerindians, the, you know, native people. So we were saying to him that, you know, we bless you in 10 years from now. We was in Mayapur. In 10 years from now, you will bring 21 of those kind of people to Mayapur Festival. So, you know, you can, you know, start to think about preaching. So, yes, the preaching there means very small place compared to what you know in India. India, there's not too much place to move. You're rubbing shoulder, you know, when you're walking on the street. In Guyana, there's much place. There's so much space that people spaced out also. The population is only 750,000 people. We have 5 temples, 3 established temples, 2 preaching center that is building right now into nice Vedic style temple. We have quite some initiated devotees, and you know, preaching is going on. Very simple, Harinam in the villages, home programs, book distributions. People are very receptive, you know, to the philosophy, to kirtan especially. And prasadam, you can rest assured that, you know, over the years we are very, you know, we are known that the people, Govinda Prabhu was here and he knew that, You know, when you walk in Georgetown, the people know us as Harry Bowl, and they will ask you for some, where's the fudge? So there's a little milk fudge, barfi, that we give when we go on Harinam. And we have been doing that for 15, 20, 25 years. So even the African people will say, Harry Bowl, as soon as they see you with Dhoti, Kurta, and Tilak, where's the fudge? Like that. So one of our biggest preaching have been for 15, 20 years, 17 years that is through television. Now these days we have 4 30 minutes television programs weekly. No religious organization in the country have done that, not even the Christians. One Christian organization or sect. The Christians always have program, but different denominations. But one single denomination never had that in the country, not even the international programs that they are airing. So ISKCON, you say ISKCON have done great through the television in Guyana. Anyway, as I said, you know, you'll have to come to that brahmachari settings that we will have someday next week. You can check with Baladev or Nitai Charan, Nityananda Charan Prabhu, and you will know when will be that day. Any other question? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Guru Premanandi Hare Krishna.